Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Chris Nichols, in for Vicky Gonzalez. This weekend, art studios across Davis will be open to the public for free, self-guided tours. The two-day event is a celebration of creativity in the community, with more than 48 artists participating. An annual event for decades, the Davis Art Studio Tour almost became a casualty of the pandemic. But a group of artists came together to revive and relaunch it. And they've seen success with the number of artists growing each year. Thelma Weatherford and Kathy James Robinson are both artists and two of the organizers behind the Davis Art Studio Tour, along with Shorey Oldham. They're here today in studio to tell us more. Thelma, Kathy, welcome to Insight.
Thank you.
Thelma, give us a little history of the studio tour. It's been taking place in some part of the last two decades, right?
Correct. And it, like you said, it almost became a casualty of the pandemic. So, but before that, it was, like you said, two decades. Local, very grassroots, very good. So we didn't want it to become a casualty. So we decided to bring it back. And I think it was 2023.
Yes.
And so we are doing that right now. So this is the fourth iteration that we've done of it since 2023.
Well, tell us more about it. What did you want to save? What did you want to keep going into the future?
We wanted people to be able to see what kind of creativity is going on in the private studios throughout Davis, because there is a ton of artist in Davis, and we wanted to help educate people and just have fun with it. It's very enjoyable to have an art studio and be able to create art.
And Kathy, same question for you. What was it that you wanted to make sure, you know, future generations could enjoy and experience?
Well, I think it was really important for people to be able to count on this as an annual event. And people really enjoy going in and seeing where you create your art. And as an artist, I really enjoy interacting directly with the person. So, I mean, whether they buy a piece or not, it's still really fun to talk about your art with them. They always have questions. And I really love when someone does buy a piece that I've met and chatted with, and, you know, it's like a great couple or a great individual that, you know, you wouldn't necessarily know who bought your art when they bought it from a gallery or some other venue. So, yeah, it's really a lot of fun.
Putting on an event like this, I'm sure it's no easy task. What goes into it? What kind of work did you have to do to get it going?
Well, we have to... The first year was especially difficult to find out who all to get the word out to for the call for artists. I tried different things. I'm the one that does all the emailing and, you know, talking to people that have done it before, getting lists of emails that they know about, or just putting something out there as a general call for artists, and then keeping that group, and then having people respond to that, and then I have to try to keep that group in together once they're all the participants. And yeah, it's tedious sometimes, but worth it.
Thelma, you and Kathy are both artists, I understand. Tell us a little bit about the artwork you do and what artists get out of an event like this.
So my art is abstract and expressionist work, and I use encaustic, which is beeswax with Damar resin and pigment. It's a heated process. And I also do glass, and basically I'm a mixed media artist, and I also do oil and cold wax, which is also a wax medium, but it's cold. What I get out of it?
Yeah, what, you know, artists in general, having this event, the open studios, the public knowing about it, what benefit is it to them?
Well, we do a monthly art about, so we get a lot of people coming in, and they benefit they enjoy it, number one, and we benefit because we get to share what we do and what we love. We have repeated people, and a lot of people want to take classes. They just seem to enjoy the interaction and the grassroots of the art studio tour and getting to see people's, like I said, their private studios. I feel like it's a really good event for children to see, just the educational part of it.
And Kathy, tell us a little bit about your artwork. It looks like you brought some into the studio.
Yes, yes. I'm probably the polar opposite of Thelma. She's abstract, and my work is quite realism, very extreme realism, and detailed. And so I do painting, do acrylics, but I also I work in clay as well. So I do ceramics all the way from small pieces that are maybe functional pieces to larger sculpture type things. And I don't really want to give up either one, so I just keep sharing my time between the two.
Thelma, back to you for a moment. Tell us a little bit about how this event in Davis, how has it grown or changed since you relaunched it in 2023?
Well, it was grassroots artists taking it on, and then some of the nonprofit and like the Davis Art Center and the Artery and the Pence were putting it on, and it's changed in the sense that, well, there's a lot more artists and a lot more, I think there's more attendees. I feel like it's a bigger event, and it's just more widely known. And I mean, it's hard to say because it's been going on for a long time, and I have done it several times in the past prior to the pandemic. Not as one of the organizers, but as a participant. I just feel like it's growing a lot, and it's gotten the Davis artists on the map and some of the different entities that sell art in Davis and show art.
Well, 48 artists participating, that sounds like a really good number, and it sounds like it's going to be a lot for people to see. Kathy, can you tell us maybe a few more details, the dates it's going to take place, the times, if you have them?
Sure.
And just the opportunity, the wide range of types of artwork that people can expect.
Sure, yeah. It's this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, May 16th and 17th. And both days it'll run from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Each studio will be responsible for how they welcome people into their studio. Pretty much everyone will have a little bit of refreshments probably. And there's a really wide variety of types of art. There's, you know, several ceramic people. There's people that do jewelry, printmaking, painting, you name it. You know, there's a lot of different types of things like that.
Yeah, sculpture, painting, mm-hmm. printmaking, photography.
Yes, photography.
All yeah. sound like amazing opportunities. Let's spend another moment on your own work, Kathy. Tell us, how long have you been producing the paintings? What got mm-hmm. you into this?
Well, yeah, all my life I've been doing something, but periodically, you know, like as a side kind of thing. Always afraid to try to make a living off of art. And I always said once I retired, that's when I would do it. And it's really been working out for me. But it took me a long time to be able to say I am an artist. You know, that's, I think a lot of us have that issue, you know, I've for a long time now I've felt free, and actually moving to Davis in 2015 was a really big catalyst towards that. The timing was right too, but realizing that Davis is such a great art community, so it's all just everything's kind of converged together and worked out for me, and it just feels so good to for that to be my job now.
Same question for you, Thelma. How long have you been doing your mixed media work, and what got you into that?
Well, I just became extremely interested when I was young, and I started painting large paintings in my garage, or acrylic paintings. And so I just sort of grew out of that, and I took classes at several different colleges. And I got into mixed media about in 2013 because I wanted more texture and I wanted to slow down a little bit and do smaller works. But I've been painting since I was really young, and it did take a while for me to say I was an artist. And I have had several different art businesses with studios and art gallery and kind of a promoter of the arts. And so I just really loved abstract. So that's what I like to do. And I've done clay and glass, like I said.
Well, I want to thank both of you for joining us here, both Kathy and Thelma. Thank you so much for being here on Insight.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Kathy James Robinson and Thelma Weatherford are artists and two of the organizers of this weekend's Davis Art Studio Tour. 48 artists across the region will open their studios to the public for free, self-guided tours Saturday and Sunday, May 16th and 17th. That's Insight for today. Learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast. If you want to join the conversation, email us at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director and audio engineer is Mark Jones. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Chris Nichols, in for Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you back here on Monday.